Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Superfox, and this is my podcast. As you can hear, a little bit croaky, definitely some kind of little cough or something on the way. The joys of being on international flights. So we skipped an episode or skipped a week last week because of the fact that I was traveling internationally with some consultancy work. And so I am fully back with a slight pivot in topic. We've been obviously focused on healing for quite a period of time in the episodes. And I really wanted to kind of transmute that and really morph that into talking about manifestation for the next few weeks. Now, as you guys know, I do not profess to be, you know, a manifestation expert. I'm not sat here as a multimillionaire sipping pina coladas in Costa Rica 24/7. But what I am is somebody who's attracted so much magic, so much wonder, and so many amazing miracles into my life over the past 8 years, particularly of being in business, but prior to that too. And I really want to just share with you some of the biggest lessons that I've learned from that and give you some practical, useful tips for upping your manifestation game. So let's dive right in. And I would really appreciate if you listen to this podcast regularly, because I know that there are hundreds of you that do on a weekly basis. I would love for you to rate the show. I'd love for you. It literally takes 2 seconds. You just click on the number of stars. It rates the show. If you want to leave a review, that helps too, so that this podcast can reach more people. So let's dive right into talking about manifestation. So this episode is called Up Your Manifestation Game. And what I really want to just touch on first of all is that manifestation really is a game. It isn't about getting this right. It isn't about getting it perfect. It's about playing a game, and it's definitely about having fun. And when I stop making it a game, when I try to be too anal and rigid and I don't hold, you know, I try to hold myself accountable and I'm too tough with myself, number one, it doesn't work for my ADHD brain. So there's no dopamine in that, right? And therefore I lose interest. But number two, it stops becoming fun. And when something stops becoming fun, it changes the energy of what we're trying to create. And when we remove the kind of the fun energy, that high vibration, that positivity, that like lightness from it, and it feels heavy, what we then do is we're lowering our vibration, which is the likely the opposite vibration to the thing that you are trying to attract or create. So the first thing, the number one tip I could give you around manifestation to up your manifestation game would be to make it a game and to have fun. So when you're making it a game and you're having fun, you're in a lighter, higher vibration, which means that you're going to be open to receiving likely so much more, and you're going to be attracting so much more than you are when you're being tight and serious and high pressure. And as somebody who's an overachiever, a classic A type, you know, I've got massive, you know, trauma wounds that I'm working through on not being good enough, easily triggered from a shame perspective. What that means is that it's very difficult for me to have fun. It's very difficult for me to let go. It's very difficult for me to let loose, because I'm very serious about everything, because I've had this, like I've had my whole life to work towards being serious towards things and being committed. And that heaviness and pressure just doesn't serve so many people who are sensitive nervous systems, and it doesn't serve me, but it's a program I've created. So it's a program I'm having to change and really shift out of on a daily basis. So when I record these podcasts, guys, they're just as much for me as they are for you, to remind myself of what I know to be true, and also to remind myself of who I know to be. And when I've caught myself out, or I'm gone down a hole or a direction of something that doesn't necessarily serve me long term, I can pull myself back through teaching. And I think it's why I was always supposed to be a teacher. And often there'll be something that you do, whether it's through talking to your kids or whether it's helping people at work, that you'll recognize that you're always helping and serving yourself when you share advice or give wisdom to somebody else. So yeah, just know that this is not about being perfect, right? Manifestation is not about being perfect. Manifestation is about having fun. Manifestation is about becoming a match for the things that you desire, and being trying to be perfect or analyze a specific process or get obsessed is not actually the way that we create. Because what that often does, especially to high performing achieving women, is it often gets us into this tight, restrictive, obsessive, serious energy, which is likely the opposite of the thing that you're trying to create. So how can you get really clear about manifestation and up your manifestation game without getting serious, without getting high pressure? So I teach obviously 5 steps to manifestation that you can find inside the money course, inside the becoming program, and inside the master manifestation bundle, which is a super low cost ebook that you can get in my shop. It's actually on sale right now for £29. So lucysuperfox.com/shop. You can unlock that For the next week or so. And I've put it on sale because of this podcast, because I know that people always reach out afterwards. So I thought, let's just put it on sale and then you've got it. It's £29. So and what I teach in those is the detail behind this process, right? So the first step is you've got to know what you want. So most of you will respond to that and go, yeah, I absolutely know what I want. Super clear. My answer is, do you though? Do you though? Because a lot of people say things like, I want more money. Well, who wouldn't want more money, right? They say things like, I want more money. I'm like, okay, what do you want more money for? And they're like, oh, you know, holidays and stuff and things. And look, I'm all for being loose. We don't need to get into the specifics in the anal. But what often happens is people have an idea of what they would like, or they have an idea of what they want, or they haven't, that would be nice, or that's what I should want, or that's what I could want. And it's not filled with desire. It's just a nice to do, which means there's often no energetic charge behind it. And what I've learned is that when there's been something in my life that I've put on my goals list, or when I've put on my manifestation list, but I didn't deeply desire it. And by that, I mean, look, I said, this is not about being serious about everything, but when I didn't like really want it, right? If you think about like a diet, if you're trying to follow a food plan and a fitness plan, because you really want to sort your body out, you really want to feel better in your skin, you really want to, guys, you've got to really want it. Like, and the reason is because, and this is where manifestation meets being a human, is when we don't really want something, we're going to be fighting 95% of the subconscious programming against the 5% of the conscious mind that wants the change. And so when we don't really desire something and it isn't a full body desire, you're going to be always falling back to your default settings, the default programming in your subconscious mind. So if the default setting in your subconscious mind is lack, if it's to do with money, is to eat crap, if it's to do with food, is to self-sabotage, if it's to do with healthy habits, right? If it's to do with, you know, business growth and goals, whenever you slightly feel overwhelmed, you self-sabotage, right? If your default setting is one of those things and you don't deeply desire the change or the growth or the abundance or the new thing or the body, then what's going to happen is you're going to resort to the default settings and not step into the new version of yourself, because desire is the thing that will move you forward. The enough moment is the thing that will move you forward. The passion is the thing that will move you forward. And that's why when you hear people say you've got to really want it, it's not because there's something wrong with you if you don't really want it. It's just that if you don't really want it, you're going to be having a much harder time, because the programming of the subconscious mind is going to snap you back like a bungee cord. So when it comes to manifestation, being clear on your desire, and it being a desire rather than a nice to do, a have to do, a should do, a right thing to do, is really important, because desire is what creates not only a different energetic state in the body, and from that different energetic state, we receive different, feel different, think different, but also because when we move in desire, we're pumping ourselves full of focus on that thing, and then telling our subconscious mind, look for the evidence, look for the ways to get slimmer, look for the ways to make more money, look for the ways to grow my business, look for the ways to be more confident. But when we're not backed with desire, we're not telling that particular activating system in the mind what to look for, and therefore it's just going to keep looking for the same things over and over. And so this is why we must know what we want. And so I dig much more into this in the bundle and obviously in the programs. So step number two is a balance of knowing why you want it, but also knowing all the reasons why you don't believe you can have it. So one of the best questions I could ever give you to ask yourself would be, what are all the reasons I can't achieve my goal? Because so many people think that they know what they want, and maybe they do know what they want. They're like, yeah, I want this desire. I want more money. It's normally money. They're like, right, I want to earn 5K a month. I want to earn 10K a month. And they've got this desire, but they haven't actually worked out all the reasons that they're currently running in the operating system, why that isn't happening for them already. So one of the best questions to ask yourself is, why don't I believe I can achieve this or receive this or have this or be this? When we get down those answers, we start to get clear about our limiting beliefs and our conditional beliefs that are running the show in the subconscious mind. And when we get clear about those, that's when we can do the work to break them down, to go through them, and to ultimately shift and change them. But until we're aware of them, we can't do that. And so many of us are trying to throw affirmations on top of limiting beliefs in the hope that we can over-program. And what we have to do sometimes is break programming. And we can break programming by recognizing when a belief doesn't feel aligned anymore. But we can also break programming through actually shifting that belief in the moment. And every single person processes information and emotions really differently. And like I've taught teaching the Becoming program, right? There is room for the head work and the body work. But I think what happens a lot of the time is, because people live a very spiritual life, maybe they're doing a lot of breath work and meditation and yoga and Reiki and all this stuff, They're not actually changing the programming in the mind. They feel good in themselves every single day, but those limiting beliefs, those subconscious beliefs are still running the show, and they're still your subconscious programming. And so this is where talk therapy, mindset coaching, doing the work in my programs is important on top of the body work. So we're not only releasing the negative energies, but we're also reprogramming the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind, guys, isn't just in your head. The subconscious mind is your autonomic nervous system. Your subconscious mind runs your nervous system and tells it how to behave, what to do, how to respond. So if you say you want more money, but you've got a ton of limiting beliefs that doesn't happen, that when, let's say, you come into more money, your nervous system, let's say you hold a belief that you're not worthy, your nervous system will respond to receiving that money negatively before you've even thought about it. You'll deflect it, push it away, overspend it, commit it to something that you don't really care about, and it will happen without you even realizing. And that is because your subconscious mind isn't just in your head, it's also in your body, right? It controls your nervous system. So this is why we have to get clear on all the reasons we can't have it and do the work to shift and change that. And we'll give you all the tools, steps, and resources in order to do that inside the money course, if you're looking for the money course, which is coming on sale this month, by the way, guys. The Becoming program, if you're in that from the Healing Sense, and also in some detail in the Master Manifestation Bundle. So step number three, and I interchange step three and step four, depending on when I talk about it, is making space. So making space is simply like, it'd be somebody saying they wanted a new partner, they wanted a new relationship, but then having a full diary all week and never having room to date. It, like with money, it would be the same as saying, I want more money in my life, but then spending all your life worrying about money, stressing about money, thinking about money, spending every single penny that you have. You know, you're already in lack. Where is there room to be abundant? And so we have to think about, where in our lives are we not making room for the new version of ourselves, for the next level version of ourselves, for the space, for the thing that we're trying to manifest? So if you manage your money within an inch of its life, there is no space and room for more money to come, right? Now, I'm all for being practical. And in the money course, I teach that it's a balance of practical and emotional work when it comes to wealth and abundance. And, you know, my journey with wealth changes all the time. I have amazing months, and then sometimes I have a lower month and I'm like, huh, what was that about? And I'm always able to see that it was never to do with the practical, and it was always to do with the emotional or the spiritual, or where I hadn't done my work to line up with the new level of money or the level of money we were playing at, that I wasn't being that person in that month, right? And over time, you change what you're available for on a default setting, right? When you do the reprogramming work. And so my default setting now compared to my default setting like 4 years ago is completely different. The amount of money I earn monthly, whether I launch courses or don't, whether I network marketing business goes skyrocketing or doesn't, or whether I do consultancy work or I don't, the amount of money I receive, and Amanda Francis calls this energetic minimums and maximums, and I call it kind of energetic ceilings, right? My energetic ceiling and my energetic baseline, those things are so much higher than they used to be because of the default programming I have done. And so if we're not making space to raise our minimums and raise our maximums and increase what we're available for energetically, emotionally, but especially around money, there is no space for it to come, right? So I hope that makes sense. And again, in the money program, we dig into this in massive detail. So step number four, and again, sometimes I mix step and three, step four, depending on the day. Step four is inspired action, taking inspired action. So what does inspired action look like? So action for me is ticking boxes. Action for me is getting it done. And there are things in your life, like your housework, like your admin, like the where they can be box ticking exercises, they can be low value tasks, they can be things that don't require a lot of brain space. They can be things that just mean that you get them done, right? Now, we can talk about that in a second. There's a controversial opinion there, but they can be things where you are trying to move the needle forward on an area of your life. So whether that is money, whether it's body, whether it's business, it's not about going through the motions. It's being in the energy of, I've already done it. I've already achieved it. What would I do now? And the reason is that our action, the things that we do, our tasks, are infused with energy. And when they're infused with a passive energy of getting it done, must tick a box, what we're then not open to and available for is the receivership of the thing that we're chasing or seeking or wanting, right? Because we're not in the energy of the thing that we want. We're not a match for it, right? We're just a box ticker, being our existing selves, ticking some boxes. So this is where when I just, you know, I'm all for business coaching. Like, you know, I'm not a business coach. I mentor people in network marketing, but I'm not a business coach because I have no way of knowing the insides and outs of your life. I can't give you advice on something I've never done. But what I can give you advice on is how I've created the wealth level where I have. I can give you advice on how I've manifested and created and nurtured an amazing marriage. I can give you advice and share with you on how I've transformed my body to be in the place that I am right now. I can tell you how I've worked through my trauma and my shame triggers. And I can tell you, you know, I can share with you everything I've done. But one of the biggest things I don't do around business coaching, the reason I don't do it, is because I can't tell you something I haven't done. And if I'm not inside your head in your life, I can't do that. So thinking about taking inspired action, ticking the boxes in your business is never going to move the needle forward when it is a needle moving forward activity. So that looks different for every person's business. So for me, for my business, a needle moving forward activity is this podcast, is when I send an email, is when I post on social media. A needle moving forward activity in my network marketing business is creating content, is speaking to people about the business opportunity, is sharing with my customers and checking in with them. A non-needle moving forward activity in my network marketing business is sending my monthly gifting to my PA, is sending recognition to my PA, is getting my PA to do research for me, right? I can just send an email and blast it out, right? There is a difference between needle moving activities and non-needle moving activities. In my coaching business, and obviously with all my mindset work, a non-needle moving activity would be something like doing my accounts. I mean, like doing my VAC quarter, reconciling my invoices. I use Xero, by the way, if anyone wants some advice on what I've used. The Entrepreneur Evolution is my mini course. And actually, you can get all three courses together in the mini course bundle. So if you want to unlock that, you can drop me an email, lucy@lucysuperfox.com. And I give you the special price that I honor once a year on Black Friday. But the Entrepreneur Evolution, I talk about everything I use for my podcast. I talk about everything I use for my business. I talk about all the systems. But, you know, like a non-needle moving forward activity is reconciling my, you know, like using VAT, what was I saying? Using Xero to reconcile for my VAT quarter every single 3 months, you know, and reconciling my accounts and sending my accountant what they need from me once a year. And we do like that for me is a non-needle mover. It just has to get done. Often I've got emails and admin that just needs to get done. And so maybe I'll do in the next one, I'll talk to you about the difference between action, inspired action again, and show you my prioritization cake and also the balance of time management and energy management. Because I think that's really important. But my point is, back to my point about inside action, there are some activities that move the needle forward and there are some activities that are just about getting them done. And often people mistake the two and they're doing the things that are the needle movers in a passive energy, in a getting it done energy, rather than the energy of, I've already received the 5 clients for this program or whatever you're trying to do. And being the energy of the 5 clients are already here. The clients are here. It's really exciting. What do they know? What do they feel? How are they feeling? What do I know? How am I feeling? Because these clients have joined. Getting in the energy of they've already joined. It's already done. They're already here. And then writing the post and then doing the podcast and then sending the email. And that's what I do. So when I sat here today, I thought about what are people seeking right now? What do people need to know? What do I need to know? What is it that I need to remind myself of? If I could be on the end of my financial goals for this month and my emotional goals for this month and my health goals for this month, how would I feel? How would I be? What would I know? And from that place, I then take action. So I won't do this podcast if I'm just getting it done. Like last week, I was traveling internationally. I had an event at the weekend. I had like birthdays and all sorts of things. I've literally been home for like a day and then we went away again. And this morning I've literally got a speaking engagement in like 1 hour from now. So I'm getting this done. But because I'm in the energy of the person who's a teacher, who's sharing wisdom, who's sharing knowledge, because I'm speaking today, I've then stepped into that energy of, I want to be in my power today. I'm going to record my podcast. Hopefully that makes sense. So inspired action and action are very different things. And then step 5 is trust the process. And the only reason we can never trust the process is because we don't really know what we want. So we're not aligned. There's no desire. Number 2, we haven't done the clearance work to clear all the reasons we couldn't have it. Don't believe we can. Step number 3, we haven't made space for it in our lives. We're not acting as if, we're not becoming, we're not moving into that person. And step number 4 is we're not taking inspired action. We're maybe just ticking boxes. And they are the 5 steps, the way I summarize them, the way based on my experiences, based on what I teach my clients. And that, you know, some of the testimonials from my clients are absolutely incredible on manifestation. But the key thing is, this is a process and not a systematic approach. Like, it's a process to follow, but that process isn't one that we tick box every single day. It's a process to move through. So I'm really clear, I want this. What are all the reasons I can't have this? How can I make space for this in my life? Step number 4 is then, what are the inspired actions behind this? And then I keep moving through this process, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, depending on how far away the goal is, how big the goal is, how far I feel like I'm stretching myself. Because, guys, we're not one and done with personal development. Like, just like with trauma, we don't heal trauma overnight, right? We're constantly rebuilding our self-esteem, our inner self, so that as we get triggered, as we have an experience, as life reflects back to us something negative, that we're able to move through it and then go again and again. And that's really what resilience is, right? Resilience isn't the done, like, I'm a resilient person, I'm one and done, I never get triggered, this never happens to me. But it's the flexibility, both in our emotional health and in our nervous system, to experience something and to bring ourselves back to baseline. And as over time, through playing this manifestation game, that we up the baseline of what we're available for, whether we're up in that baseline in wealth, abundance, relationships, body, and we're increasing our standards of that baseline as we go. But as we do the work to heal ourselves, as we do the work to grow ourselves, as we do the work and we take the inspired action and we play the game, what happens is we build resilience, so we're able to bring ourselves forward and back, forward and back, forward and back. And it's just the back and forward are further along our life's journey and goals. So up your manifestation game through making it a game. This isn't about seriousness or heaviness or pressure. This isn't about getting it right. It's not about getting it done. And if you're a fellow overachiever, a fellow not good enough trauma feeler, then I feel you. I know. But what I have learned, and I've learned so much of this from the people around me and just watching my clients and how some respond to something, some respond to others. And this is when programs get updated all the time, guys, as I learn more. And you get lifetime access to all my programs. So if you're inside one of my programs now, then anything I add to that program, you get access to. If it's different my mastering manifestation bundle, because that's like a download, it's a PDF workbook with video links. But if you decide to jump into the money course, Money Master and Manifest, that is going on sale later this month, make sure to stay tuned for that. But if you want to get your hands on this stuff now, go to lucysuperfox.com/shop. But all of my programs get lifetime access, and with that lifetime access comes any updates, and there are going to be some updates to Money Master and Manifest coming in the next week or so, with some top tips on manifestation, some of the tools that I have been using to create some absolute magic in the last year. And I'm going to be embedding those specifically right now. Improving your financial experience, increasing your wealth game is a goal of yours for 2024. So I love you all so much. Thank you for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, like the podcast, and if you would be so kind to leave a review / drop how many stars you think this podcast should get on the review button. It literally takes a couple of seconds. So have the most beautiful week. This was the way that I see it. My name was Lucy Superfox, and I'll see you on the next episode.